Remember this, God does not make any mistake. You are here today listening to this great message because God wants you to listen to this. This message is designed purposely for you. This message will change your life for good. People, they have heard this and they practice what they heard and their lives are changed. Now it is your turn. You are the man in the mirror, and the change starts with you through His Word. Father Lord, we thank you this morning for all that you have done and all that you're about to do. May your name be lifted on high this place. Glorify yourself in this place. Let everyone know that you are the living God. Let the word that is most powerful word, Father, let it touch our hearts, transform our minds, and do something new in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now you can sit on your enemies. You sit on your enemies. Hallelujah. Spiritual keys for effective living. And today, I'm privileged to speak on the message titled, Keys to Use. Amen. I want to start by saying every door has a key to open that door. Every gate has a key to open that gate. Now, when you are standing at the right door, but you do not have the right key, it doesn't matter how much you pray or how much you fast, you cannot open that door, nor that gate. Therefore, it is important for you to understand that you have to have the knowledge of what key opens what door. When you begin to get to that understanding, then you can have a very effective life. Say amen. In this life, there are certain things that you cannot cheat. There's no cheating. Because God has a timetable for everything. Say amen. You cannot have a baby if the baby is not there in the womb for the period that God has assigned for it. 9 months. When they come earlier than that, they say that they are premature. That means God has a time for everything to be matured. Say amen. I'm going somewhere today. And I'm going to be very quick because we have some other stuff to do today. So when you are stepping in front of God, you are trying to eat your food before it's cooked. And whenever you eat the food or any kind of food that is not cooked, you will hurt yourself. Say amen. So it is important for you to wait until the Lord prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. So the number one key to use is patience. I know you didn't come for me today. There are so many people that they have missed a lot of opportunities because they had no patience. They want it their way. Life is not Burger King. Say amen. Amen. They say the way you want it. So because of impatience, God will put them at the place where they need to be
But because they don't have the key of patience, they will stay there, and just about time for their blessing to come, they will get away from that place. Because they have no patience. If you want God to do something in your life, then the first key that you need to use in your life is the key of patience. Number two, when you have a key and you are at the right door or at the right gate, you need to use the key. Amen. I'm going somewhere. When you stand by the gate and you have the key and you are not using the key, the gate or the door will not automatically open by itself. So, when you have the key, by God's knowledge, the Bible says, my people are perishing because of what? Lack of knowledge. Not because it's lacking knowledge, it's because they are rejecting God's word. There are so much word in the world that if you really want to accept God's word, you can. There is God's word every Wednesday at any church. There is God's word every Friday at any church. There is God's word every Sunday at any church. The problem is not the word. The problem is not the scarcity of the word. The problem is people are rejecting the word. When you reject the key to open the gates of life, then you reject the good life that God has given you. So you need to know the key by knowledge, God's knowledge. Then you need to be able to use the key. So I am at the point I need to talk to you about laziness. Amen. There are people that are lazy, but they want to drive the best car. This church is not for babies. You may get offended, but it's not my problem. Because you did not call me, and you did not send me. This morning when I woke up, you did not wake me up. So I will do God's work irrespective of your beautiful and your handsome face. So that I will not have no problem with God. I need to be blessed. And I have a job to do. So I will tell you the truth. When you embrace the truth, the truth will set you free. My disclaimer here is this church is not for babies. If you still drinking milk, this is not your church. We need believers that they have graduated from milk to really eating steak. And I'm not talking about bad one. I'm talking about good one. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? So I need to talk to you about laziness. The Bible says when you are lazy, you will be poor. And don't look to me for my little money I have. Because I will not give it to you. Because I'm not lazy. I wake up every morning and I go to work. So if you have a key and you are not opening, then you are lazy. There are certain things in life that God will not do for you. God will give you hair, but God will not comb it for you every morning. Say amen. For some of us, we are losing hair up here. But we thank God for, at least, when we were younger, we used to have a lot of hair. God will give you teeth. But he will not brush it for you every morning.
God will give you legs, eyes, brain, but he will not use it for you. You got to use the stuff God has given you. And these are all part of the keys that need to be used. Are you with me this morning? Now, I need to take you to another place. How do you know the stuff to use? Unless you read. And when you read, you need to obey. Amen. So let us go to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 14 to 15. This is getting good. It said, but you must continue in the things which you have learned and be assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. Let's go to 15. And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. The scriptures will make you wise. Wisdom comes by asking God and by learning. Amen. Now, in order for you to be wiser, you need to get the word and you need to practice the word. Amen. Each time you practice the word, you are putting God's word to test. Amen. I have been in areas where somebody will be not feeling well. I'm talking about not feeling well. And they have like a pain in some place of their body. And most of the time when I'm about to pray, I will ask the person, do you have the pain? They will tell me, yes. I say, are you sure? They tell me, really, yes. I said, okay. I want us to see the power of God. And then we'll pray. And then we ask the person again, check the pain. And 99% of the time, the pain will be gone. And I'm going somewhere. The pain will be gone. 99% of the time. Not all the time. 99% of the time. When the pain is gone, I don't take the glory. Because I don't know how it works. When the pain didn't go, I didn't take any shame. Because I don't know how it works. But the key here is, in order to see the work of God being done in your life, you need to practice his word. Because without practicing the word of God, you cannot see his works. When you practice, you will get better with it. When you practice, you get wiser with it. Amen. Now, one of the things I want you to understand today, that there are something we call first things first. I am about to end. It is important for a baby to sit before they crawl. And it's important for them to crawl before they walk. And it's important for them to walk before they run. If this step, you change it, something that is not good will happen.
to the baby.
So it is in life. There are things that you need to do first before you get to other things. For what we are learning today, under the message title, Keys to Use, there is one thing you need to do first, and that is seek ye first the kingdom of God. Before I became a believer, I was living my life based on the way I feel. Amen. And I was doing the best I could. But yet, at the end of the day, I will feel void inside of me. And one of the things that I always think about when I'm feeling void is I need to be in a place where there's happiness. Amen. So the one thing that normally comes to my mind is like a party, where they are singing and dancing and drinking, and you know what I mean. And I would do that. I would go there. And then when I come home, I'm still not satisfied. And because I'm not very smart, I did it for a long time. Let me say it again. You didn't catch that. Because I was not smart, I did this style, lifestyle, for a long time. It's only a fool that will walk like this, and they will fall. And by the grace of God, they get up and they start walking like this. They will fall again. So if you fall, and by His grace you get up, you change your walk. So I did it over and over until there was a day that I was invited to a church. And I heard the man of God preach the word of God like never before. With everything that the man had in him. And they called for people to give their lives. And I gave my life to Christ. I cried like a baby. And from that day I started reading the Bible. Amen. And when I started reading the Bible, I saw that there are stuff in the Bible that can help my life. And I started feeling that my life is being filled with His Word. To a point where now His Word was in my heart and on my mind. That helped me not to get myself into danger. Because when temptation is coming, I see the temptation from miles away. I was able to look myself in the mirror based on the scriptures, and I saw my weakness. And I got to a point where I decided that when I stick around with my weakness, I might be tempted to do it. So therefore, wherever there is a weakness that I have, I do not stay around for a long time. I became wiser and wiser. To a point where I started doing God first. Everything else followed. There is no one that can change my plans for God. Because I read it from the scripture that seek ye first the kingdom of God. I want you to take you there, because I don't want you to be thinking this pastor is just making things up. Let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, and I'm about to close. If you don't get this, see me after service, because I need to pray over you.
Say amen. This is the church where our teachings are very practical and also very applicable to every life that is serious for change. That is our disclaimer. Every life that is serious for change. When people get serious, every chair will be filled. Hallelujah. Every chair in every church will be filled. People are joking. People are joking. They want the blessings of God, but they don't want to follow the instructions of God. How can that be? I'm telling you the truth, and I'm not worried about what you think. How can you expect God to bless you and you know that what you are doing is a sin? And you keep doing it day in and day out to a point where that sin has become an iniquity. And you say, God bless me. Oh, God bless me. Oh, God. Why me? It's you. Because you have not changed your life. Amen. So when you go to the scripture, it says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. What things? All these things that the Gentiles, all these things that non-believers, all these things that all the people are looking for. He said that when you seek me first and you obey my instructions and you do it step by step, I will add those things to you. You don't have to struggle. Couple of years ago, I was invited to go to a crusade in Ghana. I bought my own ticket. I stay in my own hotel. I bought my own food. When the crusade was over, the pastor called me on the side. He said, Pastor Dominic. I said, yes, sir. He said, the church, we are having a financial problem. I said, really? I said, this guy flew me from United States to Ghana to do a crusade. As I was teaching, I would be done. The member would say, we want more. So he says, so man of God, do you want to do an afternoon session? I say, yes, sir, whatever. And he put me in a hotel, his friend's hotel. They Ghana, but they take dollars. Now, I'm going somewhere because I'm about to close. And the last day that we were getting ready to check out, because the guy said, we take care of the hotel. So I was like, cool. So I told my younger brother, I said, man, let's go, man. Hotel is taken care of. I think he will buy his food also. But he never did. I took not only my brother, I took my sister with me. We got 3 rooms. Because the guy told me, no problem. I'm going somewhere. So the last day, I have preached powerful. I gave my books away. We got to the hotel. He calls me, Pastor Dominic. The church, we have a financial problem. So I was thinking in my head, what does this got to do with me? He says, because of that, we cannot pay for your hotel. I said, Chineke God. So the first question I asked him was, how much is the hotel? I'm going somewhere. He said, he knows so, but he said, let me check. He went to the hotel reception. I have my bag and everything. I mean, this guy is about to disgrace the man of God. He
he went and they spoke something. So he came back, he said, 750. I was like, what? So I took my wallet. I went there and I paid. Listen. And he said, you know, next year, Pastor Dominic, you need to come. So that we can do a bigger crusade. In my head, I was thinking, this guy will never get me. I'm going somewhere. So I come back to the States. I go back to work. My boss calls me. Dominic, I need to talk to you. It's important. I said, really? He said, as soon as you're done with whatever you're doing, come to my office. I said, okay. I went to her office. My boss is a lady. She said, sit down. She closed the door. I said, okay. She said, Dom, whilst you were gone, we have decided to pay you the market rate. I said, so all this time they were not paying me the market rate. I'm going somewhere. So I said, really? He said, yes. We need to bring you to the market rate so that nationally you are a manager for clinical systems. The amount of money, you can compare it anywhere and it will be the same. I said, really? I said, okay, thank you. He said, it's going to take effect immediately. So tomorrow you will get a letter. I said, eh. So I say, okay. I got out of the office and I say, Father, thank you. That raise they gave me was more than $750. And I've been chopping that raise for years. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, the raise, the promotion. You know, there are some people, they force themselves too much. Wait on the Lord. Be patient, because patience is a key. And wait until he's ready for you. Then he will anoint your head with oil. And he will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. You will be eating your food. Your enemies will be lying down there. But they cannot see you. They cannot smell you. Because the anointing of Jehovah is upon your head. I declare upon you today that if you can only wait on the Lord, that is the key to use. You will begin to see some amazing stuff. Promotions that are due you. That there are people are saying, we will not give it to you. God, who is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he said that the heart of the king is in the palm of his hand. He can change it as a flow of water, and nobody on the earth can stop God. I don't know what you are waiting for, but you got a key. You got a key. And that key is a spiritual key. There are some people, they always want to fight. Physical fight. They say, this woman is not good. Is this woman that is causing problem in your house? They say, yeah, okay. They will take their shirt. You. And they will begin to fight. The witches will kill you. You have to fight on your knees. That is why you win your battles. It's a spiritual thing. Don't try to do a spiritual thing with a physical thing. When you do that, you will fail. And you will be flat on your face. And they will say, you see, he says that he's a believer. I pray that that will not happen to you. Amen. That you shall win in life. Amen. And everyone that will stand in your way, you will go on your knees. and cry out unto our God. He said that we should call on him in the day of trouble, and he will answer us and show us great and mighty things that we do not know of. There is no one that can do that but the omnipotent, omnipresent God, the one that sits on the throne, the one that holds the world in the palm of his hands, the great I am, the omnipotent God, omniscient God, the great I am, the one that says, I am that I am. Whatever you want, I have the key. Whatever you need, I have the key. Whatever you need, I have the key. Father Lord, we thank you. We cannot close this without calling for anyone that you've heard about Jesus. You know, when you have Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this great message. Also, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to God's word. I want you to be part of this great movement. This movement that is led by the Spirit of the Lord. A movement that every message has your name on it. The will of God is being read each time the Bible is opened. And let me tell you, your name is on these messages. Today, I will encourage you, connect with Praise FC. That is PRAISEFC.org. And get the message. You will be amazed how your life will change. God bless you. And tell more of your friends to connect with us. These messages are life-changing messages. You will not be who you used to be, but you will be what the Lord has said you are. God bless you.